In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
As we look at all acres of cotton, the number we're coming up with is about 13.2 million acres for all cotton. You compare that to last year, 2006, we were between 15.2 and 15.3 million acres. So we're really talking about a decline of approximately 2 million acres.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If we look at upland cotton, we're really seeing shifts across the cotton belt. You can see probably the biggest impacts percentage-wise in the southeast and then in the mid-south, where the declines are somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20% relative to 2006. The declines are a little bit smaller percentage-wise in the southwest, running around 6 to 7%. And then in the far west, the declines are somewhere in the neighborhood of about 12 to 15% for upland cotton.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We continue to see ELS prices that are remaining still relatively strong by historical levels. That's been the case for a couple of years, and we've been on a pattern of increasing ELS acreage, and the survey respondents indicate that will continue, particularly in California. So as we look at ELS acreage, survey responses are actually calling for an increase of about 10%. Now, in some cases in California, those extra ELS acres are actually coming out of acres that might have been planted to upland last year. So that's one of the places where we're seeing a shift out of upland and into ELS acreage.